Welcome back to Raw Nomadic Lens. Oops.
Raw Vegan Lens. It just rolls off the tongue. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle, and let's go. I only have about 20 minutes to record today, but I had to give you guys an update. So this is like day 17 raw, and I think day 6 for juicing. So, sorry, I should have written that down before I came out here, but it's been a crazy day. My sugar's down 126 points. I'm feeling less ADHD, more focused. It's nice not to have so many choices to make. It really simplifies things. My fingers are looking better. My sleep is great. I need less sleep. The bump on my leg is almost gone. I definitely had some emotional detox on day 5, but otherwise it's been pretty good. Today's been hectic, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Much less stiff and sore, which is awesome. And it's funny how, like, once you kind of head down that road, you get used to it. And when you're coming out of it, you're like, wow, I was really stiff and sore. So I'm happy to report that that is getting much better. I really notice it in my legs. My back is still somewhat stiff, but we'll also get into that in a little bit. My toothache's completely gone. God, I gotta catch you guys up to speed on that. So, it's like what day, I don't know what day it was of raw, but I had that toothache that I mentioned in my last episode, and I decided to juice. I think it was about like day 8 or so, maybe day 7 of raw. I decided to juice to heal that, and it's amazing how much better I was able to make it feel just juicing and oil pulling with coconut oil. But I hadn't gotten to the root of the problem, and I didn't want to go to my dentist because I was afraid he was going to say I needed a root canal or something, you know, that like that, that I just didn't want to do. And so I think it was day 2 of juicing that my water pick arrived, and I discovered that I'd had a tomato seed stuck under the edge of my molar. Same thing happened with a tomato seed, same tooth, in 2010. So that's kind of crazy. But that time I had to go to the dentist. I didn't have a water pick. I didn't know what was going on this time. I didn't know what was going on this time either, but because I had the water pick, that came out, and I was hugely relieved. And it still took a few days for it to get back to 100%, but now it's 100%, no pain, I'm fine. I have a space there between those two teeth that I consider kind of a blessing, because it's made me floss a lot, and brush a lot. So I take extra good care of my teeth because of that space and things getting caught in there so easily for, I don't know, the last 10, 15 years probably. So yeah, it was day 2 that I got that seed out. As far as the myasthenia gravis, my right eye is still droopy in the morning when I first wake up. For about a minute, it takes about a minute for that to get with the program and be open and normal. So not a big deal, but still a sign that I have a lot of healing to do to get rid of the myasthenia gravis symptoms. That last one that's just lingering. My raw buddy has been awesome, Erica. Thank you so much. We were just texting about what an enormous difference having one other person in your corner on the same path makes. So big groups for both of us actually are kind of overwhelming, and that's probably the ADHD, but yeah, just having one other person on that same path that you can be accountable to hour by hour, whatever, really give that some thought. If you can do that for someone in your life in some way, or if someone's willing to do that for you, or ideally you're able to be there for each other, that's all it's taking. She is raw now like 6 days, I think, maybe 7. I mean, we're both doing really well just being accountable to each other. So what happened today is that Gabe had to go to the doctor. He woke up at like 3 a.m. with really bad pain in his knee. He has gout, and so he assumed that's what it was, but it turned out to be osteoarthritis and bone spurs and some bone on bone. And he hadn't bought bread for a long time. Like, really, I think it's been years since he bought a loaf of wheat bread, but he bought one last weekend, and I was like, wow, you haven't bought this in years. He's like, yeah, I had a craving for PB&J, peanut butter and jelly. And so we went ahead, and he's had me make him grilled cheese several times this week, and he's had PB&Js, and I think that's what really pushed the osteoarthritis over the edge was the wheat. We both think so. So he was really disappointed that this is what it was, and we're both really concerned because I know it's not going to get any better unless he changes some things. He doesn't want to go vegan, or he says do anything quote unquote extreme, even though he's juiced for 10 days before, although he did keep drinking coffee. He doesn't want to do raw, he doesn't want to do juicing, and here I am like going full blast. I just thought, oh, what a great opportunity. Like, this isn't happening to us, it's happening for us. We could heal together. We could, you know, get healthy together. And wouldn't that be cool? And he's like, oh, yeah, that would be cool, but I'm not going to do anything extreme. I know what I don't want. He's like, I'm going to cut back on the meat. And it's just like, I just felt deflated when he said that, because it's like, I know, and you know, that that's not going to do anything. I'm trying to be supportive, but I'm really disappointed that he's not taking this. I mean, he knows it's serious. He's home from work today. He's on crutches. I'm home from work today. I'm, you know, his nurse for probably all weekend. And we've gone through this with the gout before. You know, we get through it, but I'm outside, which is why I'm kind of whispering. I apologize, but I've just really felt a need to make a podcast today because you're probably wondering, did she stay on it? Did she not? Probably not. No, I did. I'm staying the course. I feel really good. I'm just having a lot of emotions today. Mostly like sadness, because I finally said to him, I have just always thought that if I got really healthy again, it would ruin our relationship. And he said, why? And I said, because we're not going to be on the same page at all. And so we're just like at this painful crossroads today. You know, craft beer is a big part of his relationship with his best friends. I get that, but I was like, there are a lot of things you guys can do together that you do together. You watch sports, you play games, you know, you don't have to drink beer. I think that's a lot of it, but also coffee. It's like he'll never, ever contemplate giving up coffee. I can only control what's in my own hula hoop, you know? Like, I only have control over my own journey, and I have to remember this. But it is so frustrating because we, you know, discuss, like, look at your parents. You know, they're in really bad shape now. And they're in their 80s. It didn't have to go that way. His mom was a very conscientious cook for his dad after he had this this Whipple surgery on his duodenum. This was like maybe 12 years ago. She cooked so clean. And that's kind of all out the window now that they're in assisted living because they have to eat the meals there. But I said, we're further down the road than they were, because at this age they were eating a lot healthier than we have been. And I was like, I just don't want to go this way. I don't want to go down this road. I don't want you to go down this road. And it's affecting the choices that we make, affect both of us. It's just a lot of heavy things were said today, mostly by me. And I know he's feeling the stress of it as well. You know, of course, he's been in a lot of pain today. We had some friends like send some Reiki, two different friends. I don't know if it helped. I'd like to think it did, but he got a shot in the knee.
of steroids. We've been icing it. He's been using CBD oil. We'll probably put some heat on it too. It's all just treating the symptoms. It's not treating the root cause. And we all know what the root cause is. It's poor choices. And I'm just as guilty as anyone of making poor choices, but it's like, I just really want to bring him along on this adventure and he doesn't want to come. You know, it's very much like the solo traveling and being nomadic. He decided he didn't want to be a part of that. He didn't want to be nomadic. He didn't, you know, I just don't know how people do this. I know there are raw vegans who are with partners who are not raw vegan. Tanya Zavasta comes to mind. She always said, don't throw away a perfectly good man just because he won't eat grass with you. I know I said that before in the podcast, but she's a great example. Like, somehow she makes it work. I wish she wrote about that more. You know, of course we care about each other. We have a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs. He's a really great person. Just a fantastic human being. I just don't know how to do this except to just keep doing what I'm doing and be as supportive of him as I can and try not to be resentful that he's not going to join me in this self-healing journey, and he is going to be someone I have to take care of. There, I said it. I need freedom in my life. Like, I need it. And is it starting already? Like, I go through this every time he has like a gout flare-up. Am I going to be taking care of him? You know, I don't want to be a burden to anyone else. Maybe I'm a horrible person for saying this, but it doesn't seem right when you know, like, well, he doesn't know the things I know. He hasn't listened to all the podcasts and YouTube videos and read all the books and, you know, for the past 24 years. So, okay, that's fair, but he doesn't want to either. That's hard. There's something really not fair about that. I don't know what else to say about that except, you know, I have been told, you know, about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, that I had osteoarthritis in my back. And I, you know, like I said before, I wanted no part of that. It sounds like an old person's problem. It sounds like my mother. I just don't want to go down that path at all. But it's there. So I have to do my part to heal it. And maybe today was like a wake-up call. You know, I mean, I'm on the right track, but just like reminding me, like, this is how bad it can get. And I mean, when I was in Hawaii, my back really, really hurt. I was really having a hard time with it, like he is now with his knee. Same thing though, you know? And I know how to clear up inflammation, and I don't think he really believes it or wants to believe that you've got to get rid of the animal products. So I'm just not saying anything as I make his food, and knowing that I'm feeding the inflammation, coffee and milk and cheese, and, you know, I just fed the inflammation just now. But he's hungry and he asked for coffee, and what am I going to do? Of course, I'm going to help him. If you're going through this, my heart goes out to you. It's a tricky situation. I've just got to stay positive and stay on track. There's no way I'm throwing away any of this progress out of frustration or sadness. But that's what I'm feeling today, is frustration and sadness. And I'm just going to stay on track. I've been really, really hungry today too. And I feel like somehow that's tied to feeling so emotional about all of this. But I'm doing my juice. I've been doing mostly citrus juice, mostly orange juice and grapefruit juice. I love, love, love my grape and lemon. So I'm going to do that tonight as a treat. I'm really, really close to getting a Nama J2 juicer, because I just want to really embrace this 100% and just go for it. And just juice as long as I need to juice. I'm just taking it one day at a time. I'm not putting any number on it or any limits. I just want to heal. You could have done a lot of things today with this bit of time, but you were here with me. Again, it means a lot to me. Your support means a lot to me. I'm so happy that I could tell you that I'm still on track, and soon I'll be passing a personal milestone, because I've never gone more than 20 days raw on my own without belonging to an online group or something. So I have Erica for support. That 20-day mark is coming up very soon, and I'm pretty excited. And I think the longest I've juiced is 2 weeks. So, yeah, I have some cool milestones coming up. And I'm happy about that. I'm just going to have to focus on the positive and be strong and put a smile on my face and be positive and be happy. I do feel good. Emotions are powerful things. Love you guys.